I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 2007, three Turkish Christians were brutally murdered in what was later called the Malatya Massacre. 5 years down the road, Compass Direct News says justice is finally coming to fruition. Courts accepted an indictment saying military higher-ups were behind the attacks. 19 suspects recently stood trial, but the massacre mastermind isn't scheduled to testify until November. Pray for God's peace and speedy deliverance of justice for the victims' families. Next, how much do you know about HIV/AIDS?
In 2012, with all of the advances that have taken place, HIV is considered a chronic disease. It's no longer considered a terminal illness. It's, in fact, very, very difficult to transmit.
That's Sarah Ryder with Bethany Christian Services, and she says that families hesitate to adopt HIV-positive children because they lack awareness. A new partnership with Project Hopeful will help get more infected kids adopted.
We've already seen several families inquire about certain kids in our program.
You can find more on this story at missionnetworknews.org. And global advance is growing for such a time as this. 8 years ago, the Esther Project was born to focus on women's spiritual growth. Wives are critical to pastors' ministries. Mothers are vital to their families. But they also need encouragement. From there, a sisterhood was born. Jonathan Shibley says it's taken off. They're looking at initiatives in the Dominican Republic, Peru, and Ghana next year. If you're a woman, Global Advance needs you.
We're going to need women to go to serve in a variety of capacities, whether that's teaching or just serving, mentoring, bringing just the ministry of encouragement. We need women to pray.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.